Welcome to another episode of Black Serendipity, where we embrace life's unexpected moments. I'm your host, Janikia Prower. Today, we're diving into the depths of procrastination. It's a struggle many of us face, but what if there's a deeper meaning to the seemingly frustrating habit? Join me as we explore the intersection of procrastination and faith. You know what to do. Grab a snack, your favorite beverage, and let's get to it. As we embark on this journey of self-reflection, let's begin with the Bible verse that sheds light on the importance of using our time wisely. Proverbs 13:4 reminds us, "The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied." Procrastination often tempts us with the allure of immediate gratification, whispering promises of relaxation and freedom, but it can also lead us astray from our goals, dreams, and responsibilities. We find ourselves stuck in a cycle of delay, constantly chasing after time we've lost. Yet in the midst of this struggle, there's a valuable lesson to be learned. Procrastination can serve as a catalyst for introspection, forcing us to confront our fears, doubts, and insecurities. It's during these moments of delay that we have the opportunity to invite God into our lives. Think about that. When we lean on our faith, we can find strength and guidance to overcome procrastination. Through prayer, we ask for clarity and discipline. By surrendering our worries and doubts to God, we create space for His divine intervention and wisdom. So if you find yourself trapped in the procrastination cycle, I encourage you to pause, take a deep breath, and invite God into the process. Let His grace fill your heart and mind, granting you the focus and determination to complete your task with excellence. I had a seventh grade teacher, Mrs. Farmer, that always asked me, what was my excellence? It made me think, it made me take time, made me put my best effort and to whatever I was doing. You know, let's reflect on another Bible verse that also offers guidance in overcoming procrastination. It's Ecclesiastes 9:10. We're reminded, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for in the realm of the dead, where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. To me, these words remind us of the preciousness of time and the urgency to act. Each moment we delay is a moment lost, a moment we can never regain. So how can we break free from the grips of procrastination and embrace a life of purpose and productivity? So these are a few tips to overcome procrastination and reclaim your time. Set clear goals. Define specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound SMART goals. That's what that is. Break them down into manageable tasks to avoid feeling overwhelmed. As a former teacher, I find myself making lesson plans to do some of my simple tasks around the house, but it works. Create a schedule. Establish a routine that allocates dedicated time for each task. The structure can help combat the temptation to procrastinate. So, if you have a job, you're not on the phone all day, You know, when you have a business of your own, people assume that you can take the time to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and they can just interrupt your day, and it's okay. But that's not fair, because if you worked at a business that you did not own, you could not do that. So you need to create and establish a schedule. You need to set goals and eliminate distractions. Identify and minimize distractions that hinder your focus. Silence your notifications. Create a conducive workspace and surround yourself with positive influences. For me, it's that guy. I have to find some way to get him to calm down. He's a distraction, sometimes a necessary distraction for me. Practice self-compassion. Don't be so hard on yourself. If you screw up, it's okay. I make mistakes all day, and I am fine with it, because I am not perfect. I am just Janikia. I like that. I like that. Understand that everyone has fears. They face these moments of procrastination. Be kind to yourself. Forgive your past delays and focus on moving forward. Seek accountability. Share your goals and deadlines with a trusted friend or family member who can help keep you on track. Accountability partners can provide motivation and support. Or someone at work that you trust that are not going to beat you over the head about it, because that takes away your self-compassion. And break your tasks into smaller steps. Sometimes the enormous task or an enormous task can paralyze us. Break it down into smaller, manageable steps and celebrate each milestone achieved. Overcoming procrastination requires effort, determination, and faith. Trust in God's plan for your life and lean on Him for strength when faced with temptation to delay. You know, as I am encouraging you, I am encouraging myself, because I have to remind myself all the time. Yep, God made the world and made heaven and earth in 7 days. I am just Janika. I am trying to make my corn within the 45 minutes I've allotted myself. Be patient with yourself. As we conclude this episode, I invite you to take a moment of introspection. Reflect on the areas in your life where procrastination has held you back, and consider how you can incorporate these helpful hints or tips into your journey. With God by your side and a renewed commitment to purposeful action, you can rise above the grip of procrastination and step into a life filled with productivity, growth, and serendipitous moments. Sometimes I find myself procrastinating making these podcasts because I have at least 5 faithful. But I'm going to keep doing it. 1, it's a great outlet for me. 2, I enjoy helping people. And one day, it's going to reach thousands. I believe it. When I was younger, I used to tell my friends and anybody that would listen that I was going to be famous, and I was going to meet hundreds of people. Well, I became a teacher. Prior to that, I was a database manager, so forth and so on. I shared this story with a student, and as I reflected upon my words, I told her, I obtained my goal. Because as a teacher, each semester, I'm teaching hundreds of kids. I'm meeting their families. I've done this for years. I was in education for over 21 years. And as a database manager, I had thousands that I interacted with over the years. So for over 21, maybe 25 years at the most, I was famous. I met a lot of people. God answered my prayer, just not the way most people would have thought, because I didn't ask him for any particular way. I just told him what I wanted, and he made it happen. And it took a student to make me reflect that God answered that prayer. Listen, thank you for joining us on this enlightening episode of Black Serendipity. I am your host, Janikia. May the wisdom of scripture and these practical hints guide you towards a life free from procrastination, and have some self-compassion. It's not going to happen immediately. You are not alone in your struggles. Embrace the journey, for even in the midst of procrastination, serendipity awaits. May God's light guide your steps as you navigate the complexities of life. Until then, remember to embrace the unexpected and trust in God's divine plan. Talk to you sooner.